So imagine you're a science teacher and you're sitting down to grade a beautifully written lab report on photosynthesis.
Right.
The formatting is flawless. The vocabulary is just incredibly advanced. And the citations, they look perfectly real.
Oh yeah, they always do.
Right. But there's just one tiny problem. The student never opened a textbook, they didn't do the experiment, and half of those citations lead absolutely nowhere.
They're just c completely fake.
Exactly. So, welcome to the deep dive. Today, our mission is looking at Before the First Bell. It's an article by Valerie Bennett and Christine Ann Royce laying out some hard truths for dealing with AI in the classroom.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating piece.
It is, and it asks this big question, like, how do we keep human judgment at the center of learning when a chatbot can just instantly mimic understanding?
What's a massive shift, you know?
Well,
We're moving past just checking if the physical safety goggles fit
right.
to trying to figure out how to handle a tool that is specifically designed to sound like it knows what it's talking about.
Because it spits out these polished technical explanations so fast,
Exactly.
so it's dangerously easy to assume it actually understands the science. I mean, it reminds me of that one highly articulate student in class who definitely didn't do the reading.
Oh yeah, we've all had that student.
Right. They guess with absolute confidence and they use all the right jargon, but they completely lack any foundational understanding of the material.
Yeah, and the National Institute of Standards and Technology actually has a specific term for that confident student syndrome when a machine does it.
Oh, really? What is
They
it?
call it confabulation.
Confabulation.
Yeah, it produces incredibly confident but utterly inaccurate or misleading information. Because
Oh.
people often treat AI like this truth machine, but underneath, it's really just a pattern prediction machine.
It's just guessing.
Right, it's simply guessing the next most likely word based on its training data without any real comprehension.
So banning it entirely isn't the answer, but trusting it implicitly is really dangerous.
Exactly. And the authors suggest treating AI like a flawed scientific model.
Okay.
So if a student asks a chatbot why a local pollinator population is declining,
Right, like bees or something.
yeah, the AI might confidently point entirely to pesticides
Which sounds right.
because that's a heavily repeated textual pattern in its training data.
Oh, I see.
But it completely misses local variables like habitat fragmentation or maybe a recent invasive species.
So the student's job then becomes cross-referencing that AI output with actual field observations to find out what the machine missed.
Exactly.
Okay, I hear you on checking the work, but isn't that kind of fighting a losing battle?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, these kids grew up with iPads in their hands. They understand how to prompt a chatbot way better than we do. Doesn't that just make them inherently AI literate?
Oh, that is a very common but risky assumption.
Really?
Yeah, being able to type a clever prompt to get a chatbot to, write a poem is just a mechanical skill.
Oh, okay.
True AI literacy, especially looking at UNESCO's guidelines, goes much deeper.
Like what?
Well, it's about recognizing built-in biases, questioning the validity of sources, and most importantly, protecting personal information.
Oh, which brings a physical risk to mind, actually. Just
Yeah.
like you wouldn't let a student mix random chemicals over a Bunsen burner just to see what explodes.
Please don't do that.
Right. We probably shouldn't let them just dump data into a chatbot blindly.
Exactly. You shouldn't use AI without a safety briefing.
Yeah.
The rule really needs to be as rigid as tying your hair back in a lab.
Okay.
You never input personally identifiable information, confidential records, or unpublished student work into an AI.
Because we don't know where it goes.
We simply do not know how that data is stored or who has access to it,
Right.
or if it will be used to train future open models, which effectively makes a student's private work public.
Wow, yeah. So if you're a parent or a teacher listening to this, you might be wondering how you can even tell if a kid is actually doing the work on their own. Like, can't we just run these papers through an AI detector software to catch the cheaters?
You would think so, but a 2023 Weber Wolf study looked closely at this,
Okay.
and they found AI detection software is actually incredibly unreliable.
Really?
Yeah, AI detectors don't actually know a robot wrote something.
Oh.
They just scan for predictable word choices
Yeah.
and low text variants.
Wait, so if a student writes in a very straightforward, simple way.
They can get falsely flagged as a robot.
Oh,
Yeah,
no.
you cannot base academic integrity on a faulty algorithm.
That makes sense.
We really have to assess the process instead of the final product.
How does that actually look in practice, though?
Well, teachers can require AI use declarations,
Okay.
where students document what they asked, what they rejected, and how they verified it.
Oh, that's smart.
And the article actually suggests a traffic light system to give AI a clear job description.
A traffic light system?
Yeah, green light tasks are go. Yellow requires permission, and red is a hard stop.
Oh, I see. So a green light would be something low stakes?
Right.
Like asking the AI to brainstorm investigation questions?
Exactly.
And yellow light might be asking it to summarize a dense research paper where you'd really want to double check its work.
Yes.
And red light would be generating fake experimental data or maybe having the AI write the final analytical conclusion.
You got it. The key is realizing that closing the laptop and wrestling with an unexpected result is still the best educational tool we have.
Right, the struggle.
And trying to figure out why an experiment failed is where the actual learning happens.
Yeah.
We really cannot let AI replace that productive struggle.
So true. So whether you are a teacher, a parent, or, you know, just trying to navigate AI at your own job, the most powerful tool isn't the software. Yeah. It's human scientific judgment. It's building the habit to verify before you trust.
Absolutely. Because we spend so much time evaluating the final polished output, you know,
right.
The essay, the report, the presentation.
Yeah.
But if an AI can generate that instantly, it really forces us to rethink what actually holds value in our society.
Which brings up kind of a wild thought.
Oh, yeah.
If we transition to grading the messy human process of learning rather than that flawless final product.
Right.
It makes you wonder, will integrating AI into our classrooms and workplaces actually end up making our systems more human than they were before the technology existed? Mm. Something to chew on.